Burkina Faso's upheaval has Christians concerned. Believers say literacy is the foundation of sustainable community development. And will a shortfall in missions giving change course? These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burkina Faso remains tense even after the nation replaced all of its governors last week. Dean Yoder with Christian World Outreach is there.
The day before I arrived, 19 people were killed and 60 arrested.
Unrest has been ongoing since February when young people protested the murder of a peer. Economic protests also abound, fortunately.
Even though there's been destruction, there's been looting and damage to stores and burned marketplaces, we have not experienced any difficulty or anyone trying to attack our facilities.
In fact, their building project for a girls' vocational school is still on schedule.
This is allowing them to bring dignity to themselves, feel self-worth, as well as hear the gospel and accept Jesus.
Pray for continued safety. Meanwhile, there's good news coming out of Algeria. According to International Christian Concern, in a press conference, the Minister of the Interior announced the Protestant Church of Bahia would be allowed to continue their activities until they receive the necessary authorization. This comes after a threat to close churches in the area for illegal worship. Despite the threats, the churches all held worship services without incident. Pray they can continue worshiping and spreading the good news. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nepal is the world's 15th illiterate country. There are schools, but helps, Tim Ackerman says.
The school buildings are there, but many days, going by school buildings on school days, and nobody was in school.
The educational system is also biased against women. Most are illiterate outside urban centers. Illiteracy robs them of opportunities, making sustainable community development impossible. Ackerman says that's why literacy programs are the foundation of all of their outreach. At the end of a one-year course, students are at a second or third grade reading level.
We have two national missionaries that run these literacy programs. They're the ones that interview the literacy facilitators. They will train these guys, and then they will oversee that.
The program is small but growing. Pray the team will be safe.
We found out that this is an excellent church planting tool, and that's where the discipleship comes in. The people that do stay in there, it becomes a pastored church.
Meanwhile, Southern Baptists report another shortfall in their Lottie Moon Christmas offering. The results were just announced. Southern Baptists gave $145.6 million for international missions. Now, that's $3 million less than in 2009 and $8.3 million less than the International Mission Board needs to meet their 2011 budget. IMB President Tom Eliff says they won't retreat. He says it's critical to take the gospel to those who haven't heard. And we all have stories to tell, and Bright Hope International wants you to tell yours. Craig Dyer says the Share Your Story campaign is an initiative for you to share your encounters with poverty.
There are so many great stories out there of people who have been engaged with the extreme poor that we want to invite people to come and share those, whether they've been with Bright Hope or some other organization.
It's important to know what God's doing around the world, but your story is also a way to communicate the gospel to others.
I think people that don't share our faith in the Lord Jesus are attracted by our desire to help people in need.
So,
come, share your story. It can be a couple sentences, it can be a couple paragraphs, and just be a part of God's work among the poorest of the poor, and let's encourage each other and strengthen what God is doing there.
Share stories or give toward Bright Hope's $30,000 matching grant through a link on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.